This is Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. The OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, is holding a ministerial council meeting in Paris, May 29th to 30th. Here is the General Secretary of the International Trade Union Confederation, Sharon Burrell.
The inequality data of the OECD says that the world is in a really dangerous place. The answer is jobs, jobs and jobs, because unemployment equals inequality. So there are two issues for us, investment in jobs and, of course, to stop the attacks on the distributional tools of collective bargaining and social protection. If you want to actually reduce inequality, you give a person a decent job. Our young people, our jobless parents need hope. So we demand hope and we demand a plan. And that's the challenge for this week and indeed for the G20 going forward. We're releasing data today from a poll across 13 countries, seven of which are OECD nations. 92% in pollster language, this is universal truth territory. 92% of voters support government and public investment in education, research and new technologies. The stuff of innovation, the stuff of skills to build, to rebuild economies. 87% of voters support government and public investment in clean energy and environmental-related industries, and yet our governments sit on their hands, more worried about the dominant power of the multinationals who are self-interested in maintaining the current dirty economy than transitioning us to a green economy across all sectors. 85% of voters support policies to stop large and multinational corporates avoiding tax. The OECD has been mandated by the G20 to actually deal with the tax evasion question. So now is the time. If companies like Google, like Apple, like the mining companies, and you saw Zambia and Mongolia say enough is enough, we actually want taxation absolutely provided here at the source of the economic activity. That's what fairness is about. That's what inclusive growth is about. So acting on tax evasion, more action, more urgently. We support the OECD absolutely on this question, and so does the public. On the investment question, you'll hear, but there is no money. Well, the failed policies of austerity have actually shrunk GDP, have pushed people into recession, and the attack on workers' rights and social protection is at the heart of driving greater inequality. But when you hear people say there's no money, there is money. There's enormous amounts of money. And just one source of it that Ken and I have been talking about today with the investment roundtable is $25 trillion of workers' capital that we want out of the speculative economy and into patient capital. We want it in infrastructure. We've challenged the G20 to put a trillion euro into infrastructure, half of what they gave to the banks. Jobs, jobs and jobs. If you add to our workers' capital invested in the global economy, in institutional investment, I think there's more than $80 trillion, the biggest source of capital in the world. It's sitting there. There's also capital on the books of corporations who aren't spending. And you can look at a regulatory and incentive environment to get that into infrastructure, into skills, into growth. So we simply have a message that says people want action. Overwhelmingly, these poll results say action on investment in jobs, action on the green economy for jobs, action on skills and innovation for jobs, and action on the criminality that is tax evasion by major corporations. Time to act now. Let's see what the leaders here today and this week under the banner of the OECD can do. But end the talk. Let's reduce inequality, but let's absolutely acknowledge that you do that by the distributional tools of income from jobs, collective bargaining that distributes it fairly, and social protection for the most vulnerable.